USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Winter weather is still affecting the east as for the second weekend in a row, a huge winter storm has rolled its way through the Carolinas. John Millwood is a Clinton, South Carolina resident who says he's never seen the region get that kind of winter weather before.
Very unusual. Very unusual. Like I said, I'm 54 and I've never seen weather like this in quite a long time.
Federal authorities officially declaring last week's hostage standoff at a Texas synagogue an act of terrorism. The assistant to the president for Homeland Security, Jill Sanborn, says the FBI is treating that standoff as an act of terrorism that targeted the Jewish community. Sanborn made the comment yesterday on a conference call with reporters. Malik Akram last week took four people hostage at Congregation Beth Israel near Fort Worth before he was fatally shot by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will revisit a 2020 decision concerning a native land dispute in Oklahoma. Reports are justices will consider limiting the court's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma, which ruled that a large part of that state's eastern region was an Indian reservation. While they said that they won't overturn the ruling, the justices said they will look at the state's ability to prosecute crimes that happen on native land, and the case will be argued in April. A story labeled Truck Full of Monkeys. Pennsylvania authorities are searching for loose primates after a dump truck collided with a truck full of monkeys. No human injuries reported after the truck that was carrying about 100 monkeys crashed on Route 54 in Montour County on Friday night. Troopers say at least three of the animals got loose after the crash, and they're still at large. Reports are that truck was on its way to an area laboratory before the collision. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Texas federal judge issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's federal COVID vaccine mandate as Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled late yesterday that Biden was abusing his authority, requiring federal workers to get the shot. The judge criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval while noting that he believes people should get the shot. Biden's executive order was issued last September and has been tied up in court challenges ever since. Florida church leaders want Governor Ron DeSantis to change a measure that ends funding for immigrant children's centers, as over 200 faith leaders from around that state signed onto a letter sent to the governor on Thursday calling for funding to continue for the unaccompanied migrant children. Governor DeSantis says he wants the Biden administration to stop transporting the unaccompanied kids from other states to Florida without prior notification. DeSantis says he will reconsider the funding question if federal officials will change their policy. And a new dramatized version of the Tiger King saga is coming to Peacock, the NBC streaming service. It's called Joe vs. Carol, and it includes Kate McKinnon being played by Carol Baskin, and Joe Exotic being played by John Cameron Mitchell. It premieres on March 3rd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.